because you can handle the truth.
Second with the Ralph Winroad Show, and I'm going to make a few comments on political stuff, and then I'm going to be talking about two other issues, is the Internal Revenue Service. I'm working on something that we're going to get these guys totally out in the open. I still haven't got researched out what we need to do for sure in the Court of Claims, because I've been too many other briefing schedules. Of course, I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. Anybody listening, use your own judgment. But anyway, it'll be IRS, and also working on a lodeal title or absolute title or fee simple absolute. And there's going to be a case going in probably this next week. And we will be taking on EO. We're going to be taking on a private party, but it has to do with the whole state of Alaska and the whole fraud of the foreclosures in Alaska. So I'm doing extensive research on that, and we'll be talking about that today. But first, I want to make a couple of comments. Everybody knows we're in deep trouble in this country. It's beyond belief. You couldn't make this stuff up. Now, what happened in Orlando, I don't know if it's true or not. It might be a false flag. It's looking like it might be. I don't know yet, because I haven't had the time to research it out, but it's not beyond the capability of the government to pull this type of nonsense. I guess they're doing a thing down there where they're doing a gag order on the emergency people at the regional center. So that tells me right there, non-disclosure agreements or something up here too with a lot of the others. So I don't know. I don't have the facts to back it up. But it's definitely in the realm of possibility, which is hard to believe. But Knowing what we have today, we have, there is no doubt, I watched Bill Still. He's got some, John put me onto him, BillStill.com, or Bill Still Videos. And he's a good Christian guy, but he does good research. And Egypt said that Obama is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Isn't that amazing? You think? With all the stuff that's going on, because he still won't come out and talk about radical Islamist or radical jihadist or any of that. He can't get the word Islam in there, or radical Islamist or radical Islamist terrorist. They're just terrorists. Because, like he said, there's not going to be a war against Islam. Now, I was listening to a interview. Actually, I was on Bill Still, but it was done by Megyn Kelly. And she might be doing some good now, maybe. I don't know, maybe Trump has given her a bit of, like Bill Still said, I still wouldn't trust her with my credit card, and I wouldn't. But she was interviewing James Kallstrom, and he's a former FBI assistant director. And he came right out and said it. The FBI is hamstrung. Their rules of engagement, they can't go sniffing around anything to do with Muslims. And he also stated that the head of the FBI is scared of talking about Muslims. And he said this is coming right out of the White House. Does it get any clearer than that? Do the people in America not understand that our government has been overthrown and there is a people committing acts of treason from the White House, Department of Justice? Also, they saw what I'm trying to get a copy of the bill. Maybe if somebody knows that bill, but they voted to allow the illegals to get into the military, and one day in a war zone they get citizenship. And I would bet you $100 it's a citizen of the United States, which is not, does not exist. It's a fiction in law. If you are naturalized, you become a citizen of the United States of America and not a citizen of the United States. They are totally different. A citizen of the United States of America, I have those available. I've looked at the certificates. It's illegal to copy them and put them around because we're not supposed to be able to spread truth. Clear back from the very beginning of our republic, when the English were taking our sailors, England, they signed affidavit as a citizen of the United States of America and American citizen. Affidavits. And that was good enough in the world market, world international law. Didn't say citizen of the United States. It's so frustrating that people don't get to this. U.S. citizen, U.S. person, citizen of the United States. In 1920s, Congress just said, hey, all the Alaska Natives, you're citizens of the United States. Really? Oh, but you're special citizens of the United States because you can get around now. You don't have to pay property taxes. You're exempt. You can get benefits from the corporation. But other citizens of the United States up here that are pale faces and other things that aren't native, you get screwed. You don't get exemptions. Why, do you think there might be a problem here, how we can have discrimination in the, quote, same status? And how does Congress have the power to declare? The laws haven't changed. There is immigration laws. 5 years. You can't have allegiance to anybody else, any other country, anything, and yet we have dual citizens. Why the hell does all this happen? I mean, does anybody put their... It's just beyond belief. I look at this stuff and I just shake my head. And the news is putting this nonsense out in bed with Obama and his minions of evil, Lucifer, Saul Alinsky, number one and two pupils, him and Hillary, Rules for Radical, dedicated the book to Lucifer. Now that is who one is, de facto president, and the others running for it. A book dedicated to Lucifer. Is there something that I'm missing here? Those are the two star pupils. I don't know. Anyways, I watched that interview. You can go on to BillStill.com and watch the information there. And another one that I was pulling down, I don't buy many other books because I don't have time, and a lot of them aren't necessarily what I'm looking for, but there's a guy called Phil Haney, H-A-N-E-Y. And he's got this book out. I forgot the name of it. See Everything, Say Nothing. And it's absolutely astounding. I just started reading the book. I downloaded it in ebook so I can read it in my iPad. And let me read just a few quotes out of that. It's just hard to believe this stuff. Now, this is a man. He was in Homeland Security. He was one of the founding members. He was in agriculture, and then he has a great working. He was a scientist in the Middle East, and he understands the culture. He studied their culture and their language, and he's over there. He had firsthand knowledge of this stuff. What a novel idea. Let me read just a few quotes from his book. It says here, while Haney was being commended by his colleagues, immediate supervisors for identifying terrorist threats, his agency moved to push him out as it began exchanging the objective of enforcing the law to promoting civil liberties for Muslims. He witnessed the federal government's development and execution of a hands-off policy specifically designed to protect Muslim leaders with known ties to Islamic supremacist and violent jihad, allowing them to freely enter and exit the United States. That's just for starch. Do you think we got something wrong here? What is going on here? Another comment. It says here, he saw leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood front groups invited into the highest chambers of power and given access to sensitive information to allow them to shape the nation's security policy. Is it starting to get a little scary? Are we starting to understand that we might have a problem up there, this guy? This is another page. By the way, in this, he had identified 65 groups and terrorists, and he went on vacation, and the guy he was working with and found out that Obama gave orders, and they were all, everything was all deleted out. All this information. Deleted. Gone. Another statement. Despite the overwhelming evidence, not only did the State Department not spread the information and designate, and I can't pronounce it, but it's T-A-B-L-I-G-H-I, Tabligli, and J-A-M-A-A-T, Jamalat or something. This is a type, one of the many types of, because he's extremely familiar with these terrorist groups and their type of training they receive as a terrorist group. But the Obama administration effectively shut down our initiative, ordering the intelligence based on religious affiliation to be disregarded on the basis of civil rights and civil liberties concerns. Emphasizing engagement and dialogue, the civil rights thing focuses on protecting the civil rights and civil liberties, not of American citizens in general, but particularly of Muslims, both citizens and foreigners who, in many instances, are associated with a threat to our nation's security. This is this guy that was there. The FBI notation counters prevailing belief that radicalization largely takes place via amorphous internet rather than through direct one-on-one interaction and with most other human activity. And he talks about these SALAFI, Salafi schools. And that's just one of several that he mentions, types of schooling that they're doing to do this stuff. And we're turning a blind eye on this. There's another one called the DOEBANDI, Deobandi School, in the Sunni things. Emerged in northern India, late 19th century, was dubbed the ultra language, and then they got another, it's this thing here, that we, and there it's a Tabligli, whatever, Jamati, or proselytizing group. It's relatively known in the United States and Britain elsewhere. It's known as the Army of Darkness because it's a secretive way of moving through the world, cities and towns, particularly in English-speaking countries that are not familiar with its movements. Remarkably, the federal government already knew this other group, this Masrada. This was some people that he knew and others like our Centers for Radicalization. Nonetheless, these American citizens and permanent residents have been allowed to travel back and forth through U.S. borders. So Obama said, shut down. Don't talk about them Muslims. They're good people. They can't be here, folks. That's a fact. Their culture, they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. He goes into great detail, these other devout Muslims and these other ones. They get around and actually memorize the Quran. I can't believe that. I don't know how many pages that you do that, but then you can become an Iman. Are we going to wake up, or are we just going to allow just like the Trojan horse thing that was written? The enemy is within, which is Obama, and he's allowing and taking hundreds of thousands of these people into our country and spreading them all over. I don't know. It's just, I couldn't make this stuff up. I just honestly anymore, it's, I don't know. And people don't seem to want to wake up. And now they're going to allow the, illegals, undocumented, just, hey, yo, where are you from? Oh, sure, y'all, come on into the military. Every Democrat in the House voted to allow this, and it was by a one vote thing. Who are the turncoats, the treasonous Republicans? Amodia, Cheftez, Kaufman, Costello, that's out of Pennsylvania, Curbelo, Florida, Davis, Rodney, Denham, Dent, Diaz, Baltart, Dole, Donovan, Hardy, King out of New York, Kinzinger out of Illinois, Bolandi, MacArthur, McSally, Meehan, Newhouse, Pierce, Poe out of Texas, Reichert, Los Latina or something, LOS-LEHTINE, Ross, Royce, Simpson, Smith out of New Jersey, Stefanik, Upton, Palladio, and Zinke. These voted for it. Yeah, they just went in and voted for it. And then we had some other ones. I don't know why. It's amazing that I didn't see any out of Alaska. Because we got one rhino up there, Murkowski. She's not going to support Trump. Not going, but she won't answer why. And then there are a couple that didn't vote. If any one of these that have voted got in here, they'd have stopped it. Bratt, Fincher, Forbes, Hannah, Heck out of Nevada, Herrera, B-U-T-L-E-R, Butler or something. These people are committing treason. Imagine putting people that we don't even know who in the hell they are in the military, and they give one day in a war zone, and they give the blessing, and I'll bet you $100 bill it's a citizen of the United States. And nobody seems to understand the terms anymore, the words. It's just like, oh, well, it's close enough. No. Unbelievable. back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, we're back, and I'm going to get into the IRS, and I'm going to get into the stuff. Like I say, we're going to be taking on the hold of the land, the foreclosure stuff in Alaska. I have to go over on next Tuesday. My house is up for foreclosure again. They decided, your $25,000, that they weren't going to proceed forward because I give them a good dressing down for whatever good it did, but there was a couple of us, and they said, well, because we came in, they're not going to do it, so we'll see this year. I don't know. I am going to be going out and doing some seminars later in several places where I have people that will maybe get things together, because I need to have a backup plan. They think I owe $25,000, but I'll get to it. But the bottom line, what we're doing is valid because they can't touch the title insurance. Nobody will touch it. But I'll get to that in just a minute, because there's some basic things that I'm working on now with the Internal Revenue Service. Instead of just relying on judicial decisions, is relying upon the statutes as they're written and understanding why these, what they're written, and how to expose and defeat the writing, just like subject to. What does subject to mean? We see that all the time. We're going to get to that in a minute. We don't. I mean, I don't know about you. Maybe you do, but I haven't. I haven't bothered to, or I've passed over this. These sentences, just like the definition of what a taxpayer is, it's an absolute killer phrase. And we're going to get to that, but I want to lay a little bit of a foundation, a legal foundation for this. And this is what I'm putting together to address these letters and this, because we have an adversarial constitutional republic. And the only real powerful, most powerful, inquisitional body is our grand jury. But they can neither imprison, and they can't find. Now we have the police, sheriff, all they're inquisitorial. They investigate, that's fine. But they don't have the power normally anymore to do anything, but they've legislatures give them the power to take property without going to court, which is nonsense. But they're inquisitors. They have inquisitorial power. They investigate. Experts in an adversarial environment can come into a court, and they're inquisitors. They have their opinion, and that's why we have varying things, but they're not the law. An adversarial is where evidence is presented by somebody under oath, and there's got to be a law that's broken. And there has to be the essential elements of whatever law or the contract that's being adjudicated presented in the court. Our district courts, federal and our state up here, they are is an inquisitorial front for an adversarial court that doesn't exist. Because the essential elements are not presented at the beginning and read out and say that there will be evidence to support this essential element, this, and then when evidence has been given, being given, because the final jury instructions isn't given until the, quote, end of the kangaroo trial by jury, how is the jury to discern if the evidence is an essential element of the crime? Because they don't tell us. They get in the IRS. They just sit in there and, well, you got a bank account. You got this. You got gold. Okay, what is this element of what essential element of the crime? It's never addressed. We can't talk about the law. How in the hell can you have a trial by jury if you don't address the evidence attached to some essential element? The law does not support doing the impossible. I need it done every day in America, these trial by juries. That's why Rappert come up with the bench trial, because the law has to have facts to support it, and the judge is on the hook. There's not many cases where I would want to have a trial by jury anymore, because it's not a trial by jury. We're stuck. So anyway, starting off with a couple of premises, but we need to start. There's a good general case on this. This happens to be Hedges versus Obama. It's 724F3D 170. This is out of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, by the way, which is a geographical. It's not good all across the United States. Quoting a couple things here, it says, as with any question of statutory interpretation, we begin by examining the text of the statute. Oh, golly, okay, we'll be back in a minute.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Back here. And I want to lay in these basic concepts, because when you sit and watch, and I've been caught in this so many times, we try to express our opinions, our feelings, bypassing. I'll put this all on me, okay? Because I don't know who's listening, and maybe some of you people understand this, maybe you don't. I don't know. What I think I know is not so, and I do not know. And do not use the statutes as written, including the terms. I let these guys get away with it. I'm guilty many times over. I pay attention, though. I do pay attention, and I keep self-correcting. So I'm going to read this paragraph here, a thing, and then a couple of things. Then we're going to get into the what we think we know is not so, and how to get this out and put it into logic in written words. starting again. As with any question, this is this case, Hedge versus Obama, 724F, as in Frank, 3D, 170, Second Circuit, 2013. As with any question of statutory interpretation, we begin by examining the text of the statute. They use that all the time against us. I'm not going to get into the footnotes, but there's footnotes on each one of these. And they're Supreme Court cases, most of them. We consider not only the bare meaning of the critical word or phrase, but also its placement and purpose in the statutory scheme. One of the most basic interpretive canons that a statute should be construed so that the effect is given to all its provisions, so that no part will be inoperative or superfluous, void, or insignificant. In interpreting a statute, a court should always turn first to one cardinal canon before all others, namely that courts must presume that the legislature says in a statute what it means, and it means in a statute what it says there. When the words of a statute are unambiguous, then this first canon is also the last. Judicial inquiry is complete. That's based on more than one Supreme Court case, by the way. Holdings in Supreme Court. A couple of other that are really important in this whole thing that are short. This is Jimenez versus Quarterman. This is 555 U.S. 113. 555 U.S. 113, 2009. Held. This court must enforce plain statutory language according to its terms. Terms. And another case on the same thing. It is well established that when the statutory language is plain, we must enforce it according to its terms. And all kinds of cases I got behind that. So how do we use this? What does it mean to us? What are we going to do with it? Sounds good. What are we going to do with it? Anyway, I've got a lot more on this, a lot more cases. But and I got cases on congressional intent. You know, if it says what, if they, we presume that they knew what the hell they were doing when they wrote it, and nobody's got any authority. So I am going into, with great specificity, that we have in all of these legislative enactments, there are, they have a thing called definitions and essential elements. What is it? This comes out of Black's Fourth, backed up by many cases. So, a description of a thing in its properties, or an explanation of the meaning of a term or word. Webster, the process of stating the exact meaning of a word by means of other words. Such a description of a thing defined including all essential elements and excluding all non-essential, as to distinguish it from all other things and classes. The essential elements, the things that are, that must be there for this to happen, and to establish a exact meaning. So what does term mean? Term. Again, out of Fourth, there's other, many other places. I got out of Webster and Funk and Wagnalls. Funk and Wagnalls, by the way, I'm going to make that available because there's so much more. I have a 1913 and a 1941. I've scanned the 1941, and probably what I'm going to be doing with this is these files are getting so large, is for the people that are on the IRS list. I got to look and just see what it takes to cover the cost. Probably $10 for some CDs and a mailer and a priority mail to get a lot of this information, because I want the law information books that I have to be out there. I don't want to be the only one in control of these. They don't do just, it's nice for me to have them because I can find all this stuff, but I want to make them available to other people. And all I'm interested in would be covering the cost for mailing them, and I got to look and see get what CD mailers and all that nonsense costs, because these files are getting so large that it's over Skype. It takes too long for so many people that are on the IRS list to get these. And again, my email address is ralph@alaskaminuteman.com. Ralph@alaskaminuteman.com, $250 postal money order to get on the list. If you can't afford it, just email and tell me why you can't. Just give me a reason and I'll add you. End of story. We don't do any checking. I take you at your own word. Okay, so what's a term? Because we see that all the time. The term taxpayer means. What are we saying? The term mean, it says here, a word or phrase, an expression, particularly one that possesses a fixed and known meaning in some science, art, or professions. In Webster's, the same thing, a word or expression, precisely limited meaning in some uses, or in a particular science, art, profession, trade, subject matter, legal. Buck and Wagdos. Express or designate some fixed or definite thing, a word having a limited and specific meaning. Naming and characterizing some particular object, quality, state, or the like. Used in logic. That's one of the things I like about fucking Wagnalls. They have a lot of other stuff. A word or combination of words, such as may be the subject or predicate of a proposition. The subject being the taxpayer means, and then the predicate is what happens to the subject. A logic. In logic, a term, one of the essential members of the proposition. Limits the meaning of the point of the statement into a fixed class of subjects in logic. It's also used in silicoisms. They go into that. A equals B, B equals C, so therefore A equals C. And then they farther here in another case. This is the term. To define a term is to state, to enumerate the attributes which it implies. It must take into account the whole class to which it belongs and nothing but the class. A definition, then, is such a thing defined including all essential elements and excluding all non-essential, such as to distinguish it from other things or classes. Okay? So when we see a term means, to the word term and then means with under a definition, it is to give a precise, specific meaning, and behind the word means, by the way, it not includes. If it said the term taxpayer means a cat, that's it. It's a cat. There's nothing else. There's nothing else to consider. Now, there's another logic that's used in law. It's called a fortiori. And it's spelled, you use A in front of it, the letter A, and then it's F-O-R-T-I-O-R-I. F-O-R-T-I-O-R-I. And it means with a stronger reason, much more. A term used in logic to denote an argument to the effect that because one asserted fact exists, therefore another, which is included in it or analogous to it, and to which less improbable, usually or surprisingly, must also exist. So if something exists, flows a fortiori, the next statement is also true for a more a stronger reason. That's the logic. So if what is true preceding it, then usually they use the word flows, a fortiori. Then what behind it is also true. Another really important one that they use in law, and it's in logic, in of facts or law, is sine qua non. S-I-N-E space Q-U-A space N-O-N. Sine qua non. Without which not, that which the thing cannot be, an indispensable requisite or condition. So, if you say, something about to the taxpayer on the side of subtitle. The definition of a person. We're going to get into this here now, of how to use this, because Congress wrote it, and there's term meanings. And when they say a person means an individual, a trust, a state, partnership, association, company, or corporation. So how do you put that into a logic of the definitions of a person? He's put in the thing of an individual, semicolon, or a trust, or a state, or partnership, or association, or company, or corporation, is a sine qua non of a person. So one of those things must be true for the definition of a person. What's an individual? Are you an individual? Is a person in France an individual? It's somebody out of a class. Doesn't say citizen. Something as a whole is individual. It means absolutely, positively, freaking nothing. Individual tax term. Individual tax form, the 1040. Individual. It can be anybody. It could be a national out of Mexico. It could be illegal out of Mexico. It could be a national out of France. It's an individual. It's somebody out of a class that exists. Presumably in a man or a woman. It's not definitive as to location, status, constitutional status, rights, anything. It's just that you exist. So now we take this, because this is in the 14th Amendment too, this stuff. But now we take the one that they will not touch because they know they can't, and we let them get away with it. And I say we, I'll say me. God let them get away with it. We've been calling them on it. But the United States District Courts, which is not a true court, it's a bastardized, does not exist. It's got judicial power from the Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the territories. And that's what does another thing. It's just amazing how these guys are good. I mean, I got to hand it to the people that are writing this. They are brilliant. They will put in a jury instruction. The District Court of the United States has original jurisdiction. That's a true statement. But where is it? Because they've got it all under district courts, under their little nonsense of definitions. Entitled using 28 U.S.C. 451 and 28 U.S.C. 132. They're all district courts. But they state as something that's true. The District Court of the United States has jurisdiction. But it don't exist because you ain't one. They state a statement that's fact. The sun comes up in the morning from the east in Alaska. Okay, that's true. What the hell's it got to do with what's going on here? When you start looking at how these guys, I mean, they are really, really good in using words. I don't know how they learn it. Don't know. Obviously, somebody's teaching them. I don't know if they teach at law school or I just don't know. So now we get down to the thing of taxpayer. Are you a taxpayer? It's a class of something that means something. It's got to mean something. And the courts have held, the United States District Courts, the federal courts, they know they can't touch this. And we're going to get into why. They cannot give it a definition, because if they did, the whole ball game would be over. So we just say, you come into our court and we prosecute you. Like for willful failure to file. To file a return. And what is the return? It's an implied in law contract. It's you want a benefit. Really, nobody ever brings any of this up. And you're forcing me to subordination of perjury to commit lies of things that I know. Nobody brings that up. because they don't even know what the what they're talking about, because we don't get into the definitions. It's all just let them get away with it. It's all huff and puff nonsense. It's hard to believe. Anyway, so what is a citizen of the United States? I got to find the definitions. Here we go. So I quoted it exactly. And the definitions that we use, there are three of them. The main ones are all in Title 26, United States Code 7701. What is a taxpayer? It's defined in number 14, 7701A14. Taxpayer, period. The term taxpayer is in quotation marks. Means, that's the subject. The taxpayer is the subject. The predicate, what happens to it, means any person subject to any internal revenue tax. There are three parts that must be true to be a taxpayer. So that can be put into a logic of sine qua non. Back in a minute.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, we're back. So, with what we're, with what I'm doing, how would we lay this? How would you write it up? The term taxpayer means any person subject to any internal revenue tax. The term taxpayer means any person. So now we have to insert into that the definition of person. You know, any person, okay, means, and then we put in individual. They got to use semicolons and an and. So any person means an individual, semicolon, or, and we go through the whole laundry list of these. That's the definition of person. Got a whole laundry list of them. It's an individual, trust. All these are, that's an individual, semicolon, or, comma, a trust, semicolon, and you go through the whole laundry list. And then when you get through with that, you put a semicolon, and. So that means that one of those items in the first must be true. One of those essential items must be true and exist. And. Subject to means, and then you start off with, well, what does subject to means? What is subject to? They use that all the time. And I'll be honest, I didn't know, I hadn't bothered to take the, for whatever reason, I don't know why I hadn't looked up and verified what it means. Subject to means, first thing is liable. So it could mean liable, semicolon, comma, or subordinate, or subservient, or inferior, or obedient to, or governed, or affected by, or provided that, or provided, or answerable. All those are semicolon, or that one of those has got to be true on subject to. One of those essential elements has to be true. So which is it? I don't know. Semicolon and. Then we go to the last part of what a taxpayer is. And that is what? To any internal revenue tax means, and then we proceed forward with semicolon, subtitle A, part one, income taxes, or subtitle B, gifts, estates, or employment taxes, which is another one. That's C, by the way, and C, there is no notice of deficiency. They can't do get a notice of deficiency because wages are exempt. People don't seem to understand that. It's a logic thing. And let me pull up here, or, and it's subtitle D, there are four of the subtitle D, which are excise taxes, but you list each one of them out. Because it's got to be one of these, one of the, some, it's got to be subtitle A, subtitle B, subtitle C, or, and then we put subtitle D, and in the subtitle D, it, oh, well, we'll be back in just a minute.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.